Thanks, Chuck. Hey there, this is RoboRob, and you are listening to the first podcast with my co-guest Chuck Nunn, and we got Lars and Joe again, per usual. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Chuck actually right now is diagnosing an audio issue, so we'll just go ahead and get started. He'll probably pop in a little bit. Rob said that he didn't have anything in particular to promote, so I guess we can just talk about Kingdom Hearts.
I sped through it. Disappointing.
It's been like 15 years since
I think that's why.
That's why. Oh, you're like a starving child in the desert, like, and this is like a drop of water. So you just okay.
I've never played the game, so.
And the first one was, it was a genre bending game. You know, it combined Final Fantasy and that like action adventure RPG with Disney characters, and it was a lot of fun.
Second game is way better than the first one.
I feel like the second game expanded very well on the first one, but you had to really like it. it takes like 3 hours just to get started. Kingdom Hearts 2, right? So,
oh yeah, if they had just dropped the intro entirely, it would have been a much better game.
I agree. Yeah. It took way too long to get into the game. I don't know. I feel like 3 kind of missed some marks. I know that a lot of my friends will disagree with me, but I feel like the story just really, it was dumb. Like, that's just part of like getting older and my tastes and games changing a bit. But yeah,
I think
you'll find that as you do get older, you'll be playing a lot of solitaire.
Yeah.
I watched the Dunkey review on it, and it was very negative, and that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, he was pretty clear on what he didn't like about it, and I disagree with some of it, but for the most part, I agree with the fact that it was just like, why write all these games for then to just throw it out the window in the last game, so. But regardless, the music is amazing, and I guess I could promote that, actually.
Sure.
I'm working on a Kingdom Hearts remixed album. It covers all three main games, music from all three main games. It's all electronic-based stuff. There's house remixes and dubstep and all the different subgenres, so pretty fun. Me and Chuck have a song, have a collaborative remix on there, and a couple of our friends are singing on it. Tofuku singing, Sly Leaf is singing, all a bunch of talented Tiny Waves label people will be collaborating with me on the project. So it's been a lot of fun organizing. Very stressful because. Very last minute.
Project, you guys had 15 years to get like a Kingdom Hearts 3 project together.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, it looks like Chuck found his way on.
Yeah, I think it's working now.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
You think? Okay. I'm going to start crying just in case.
Yeah, it's working. But record if you want.
Now recording.
What the fuck? Dude, that scared me.
If you could add any new Disney character to Kingdom Hearts, what character would you choose?
What?
If you can add a Disney character.
Like, create one on the spot, Joe?
Like an existing Disney character for
Princess Kylo Ren.
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely. I would.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like, that's.
I was going to say Darth Vader.
I mean.
That's kind of funny.
Just adding Star Wars in general would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they could do that now if they wanted to.
I remember hearing somewhere that they were going to avoid it, though, specifically.
They should. They should not cross those paths. They're going to have so many angry people.
Yeah, imagine if they bring it into the Disney.
Dude, not only that, but it'd be, like, super complicated, too.
Yeah, and it's already, like, a clusterfuck as it is.
Yeah.
By the way, Chuck, can you tell people a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I like making music and looking at memes and eating pizza.
Did you say looking at memes or licking at memes?
Looking.
I'm sorry, I still couldn't quite make that out.
Looking. I like looking at memes. But that makes me think of a funny video that I saw online of this dude who was like on drugs and he was like licking this doorbell for like an hour.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was like a couple of weeks ago. It was all over Facebook, at least on my timeline.
Didn't he get arrested?
I don't.
Is that illegal?
I don't remember.
Is that an illegal thing? Was it someone else's doorknob? Is doorknob a euphemism for something here? I'm not.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, if I'm like looking to see anybody chatting while we're doing this, where do I
recording
look?
Recording chat. You see where Django, the rapper, has said slob on my doorknob? If you're there, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, if you see pictures of a cow, you've gone too far.
Yeah, you're in the wrong.
You're in the memes and shit hosting channel.
Then I'm like not that far from duck penis.
Well, you're never that far from duck penis.
I mean when Ross is right on here, just right there.
Dude, he's like on the other side of the country from me.
Yeah. He just moved away from all of us.
I don't remember why I started talking about that. But they're scary things, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you were talking about it because we were asking the duck question to Chuck, and you just started posting duck penis memes like you're doing right now. Yeah.
Oh, that was perfect.
Chuck, you actually have an upcoming release on Tiny Waves, which is Robo Rob's label. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. It is actually kind of an old track. I mean, not like old, but it's not super recent. And I was just like looking for a home for it. And then I actually didn't even know Rob was with Tiny Waves. Mm-hmm. I was kind of just like chatting with him. Me and him became homies. And I was like, hey, I'm looking to shop this track around. And he's like, yo, I would love to sign this. And I was like, what is that? What do you mean? What do you do? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, Tiny Waves, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that. I like Tiny Waves and it's dope. So it's like a bass house and trap track. And we're in the editing phase for the music video right now. So there's like a bunch of crazy people in animal masks running around and shit.
But are they in a duck penis mask?
You guys should have used one of those.
Oh, I should have got a duck mask.
Apparently a duck penis is shaped like a cork.
It is.
And the duck vagina is also shaped like a cork.
If anyone comes into the recording right now, they're going to be
fucking weird. Someone said a corkscrew? Hell yeah.
Let me post. Is everyone okay if I post a picture of that?
Can we not post actual anatomically correct
a corkscrew duck dick?
All right, that's why I asked.
The fuck?
That's the name of my next heavy metal album.
Jeez. Corkscrew duck dick?
It's called Dingus, though, right? Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I fucking Dingus, love right? memes.
I don't know what the actual medical term for duck penis is. Oh,
I'm talking about Chuck's new release.
Oh.
Chuck, your new release is called Dingus, right?
The new track's called Dingus. It would be hilarious if that was a medical term for duck penis.
We can make it a meme on the show, I guess. I mean, we can just call it that. Like a duck penis is now a dingus.
I mean, I like it.
That's fine.
The actual term is, it's classified as a ballistic penis.
Hmm.
Hmm.
In case the audience was wondering, which they certainly were not. But it's fine. We go above and beyond.
Weird.
Went ahead and gave Roborob a new nickname to commemorate.
Roborob, dingus expert. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Okay, Django mentioned that it's like a ballistic weapon. Like, that's what I think of when I think of, like, a ballistic penis. I think of something that's, like, the military would use to inseminate their enemies, or I don't know. Like,
shit.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. By the way, I'm going to be right back, like, less than a minute.
Okay. I'm going to time you. Okay. So, all right. Rob, what would you give Kingdom Hearts out of 10? Or, not Kingdom Hearts. It's 1, but Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, Kingdom Hearts 1 is like a 9 out of 10 for me. Kingdom Hearts 2 is probably the same. And then Kingdom Hearts 3 was definitely like a 5 out of 10. I just like...
That's so disappointing. to hear. Yeah.
But, you know, again, that's personal taste. You know, like I think what happened was I just kind of like grew out of that whole storyline, you know, that whole story arc. Like it just, they took way too long. The mm-hmm. reason why I bought a PlayStation 3 was because it was Kingdom Hearts 3 was supposed to come out on the Kingdom Hearts or PlayStation 3. Yeah. So, you know, the fact that it took until 2019 to put this game out is ridiculous.
And time.
Oh, I guess Chuck's back.
Was it? How long was it?
Yeah, I wasn't timing. I'm sorry.
it was either more or less than a minute.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, so why did you use that 7-year-old picture of me for the tweet?
Oh, because it's like
lit, bro.
Yeah, it's the most glorious thing I've ever seen. It's just. I'll probably incorporate it to the cover art. If not, I'll link it in the show notes. It's a picture of Rob making a face that I just, like, I don't even know how to describe.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, extreme cringe.
It was taken mid-set, man. Like, I was rocking out during a drop or something, and someone took a picture of me looking like I have to poop.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. I saw that picture and I imagined fucking Team America dropped hard as fuck.
I probably did poop later. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, America. There it is. America. Oh, God. It's great.
The Broomstick Games here.
What year was that?
2011.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was actually looking like that far deep because, to be honest, dude, you don't have a lot of like in focus head on pictures that would be useful for like cover art and stuff. So I was kind of doing a deep dive. So
it's because I'm fat.
When
I'm
Lars like, goes I'm back like to 2011.
Well, yeah, in on Facebook, not like literally like time travel.
No, not like that time we went back to 1972.
Rob, you said that you had something else you wanted to discuss. We should
I don't know. I think were we going to talk about music or game? I don't know. I'm down to talk about music and games. That's my forte.
So what's your opinion on music and games? I
love it.
Answer as if your life depended on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, it does. It's my job.
Oh.
Burn. Good thing I have some ice next to me.
Yeah.
What are music and games?
Totes. Good grief.
What are music and games? Yeah,
what would you say what are necessary and sufficient conditions that must be met for like something to be music and games?
It needs to be atonal and something you play.
Okay.
So
what, tone is not allowed in a video game project?
Screaming and playing soccer. Music and games. Let's go.
If you can make your ultimate video game and music and game, what kind... You said game twice in the chat there.
Okay.
I've been using Duolingo recently to learn Spanish, and so I actually know what K means.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, Joe.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the listeners what K means?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go Google it.
it means what?
Oh, shit.
So, by the way,
I didn't have to Google it. I was
Rob
typing
and Chuck,
something else.
Just to kind of give the listeners an idea of what you guys are all about. Like, what kind of music do you guys play? And please answer at the same time.
Chuck can shit, go. Chuck can go
fuck
first.
Duck penis.
What?
So duck let's start penis. With Chuck. Chuck, what kind of music do you play?
The one that Django the Rapper just typed.
Ooh, let's see.
German polka music?
German polka.
That kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but like for real.
Like fucking everything, dude. Whatever I like. Honestly, it just depends on the event.
Is it mostly electronic?
Mostly, yeah. That's what I like to play, like at events, but sometimes I play metal online.
And Rob?
Mostly electronic too, but I liked, if we're talking, like, I don't know how much people know subgenres, but,
Oh, there's be as like, pretentious as you want. That's fine. They'll have to
like
catch up.
Generic house. I do like electric jazz, and my last album was actually electronic jazz. So,
yeah.
I mostly like house music. I like four to the floor, pumping, kick drum. And there's like a subgenre of house music called complextro, which is kind of an older term at this point, but basically it's like house music mixed with dubstep bass sounds and really fast cut up chords and glitchy chord progressions and stuff.
I think that sounds fucking accurate as shit.
Good job with that description, buddy.
Yeah. A lot of times people like to incorporate chiptune leads into there, which is like Game Boy sounds and Game Boy music sounding leads into complextro, which is something I like to do with all music that I write.
I miss complextro so bad, dude.
Yeah, it was the first genre that really got me into music. Really, got me into electronic music. I mean, so
you can bring it back. I mean, if you miss it, I mean, you can work it in again.
I'm actually not very talented in working with like dubstep type bass sounds. I just appreciate the fuck out of them. I'm still trying to learn. I'm more into like chords and melodies.
Yeah, that reminds me of the last episode when Rob said that he was trying to learn how to play metal jazz and he's trying to get better at it. So that makes
sense.
Metallic jazz. Yeah.
No, my last album was like, it was house music, but very jazzy.
Is that Miso or?
Yeah, it's Miso. Yeah.
I remember like I hit up Rob and I told him like, I don't put much on my Spotify playlist. Like I don't have much in my library. I only have the stuff I really like. And I had a couple of the tracks on there.
Oh, well, I'm honored, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I highly recommend people check out his album, Mitsu, or Mitsu. Am I saying that right?
Miso.
Miso? Okay.
Like mesothelioma.
What?
It means groove in Japanese. Miso.
Link it in the chat.
There we go.
Oh, you got it.
Just cut the mesothelioma joke.
And it has a very funky, fresh album cover, too.
A 4-chords coffee creamer.
That one's cool.
It was like the first time I've done anything like that. I really got to like flex what I grew up with. Because I grew up learning classical piano and jazz piano. So,
does that make you a duck pianist?
Ah!
I appreciate the effort. It looks like everyone else does.
I didn't laugh externally or internally, but I appreciate it.
I cried a little on the inside, but I
cried a little.
Speaking of which, Lars, when was the last time that you cried?
Oh.
Yeah.
Not very often. I'm just not really much of a crier.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
I cried 2 nights ago.
By the way, Joe, when was the last time you exercised sexual agency as a woman?
Oh, geez. I don't... It had to have been like my past life maybe or something, because I'm a male.
Oh, but you were females for all the other lives.
Maybe, I don't know. Do I even believe in reincarnation? I don't know.
Well, you just said that you had past lives, so you must.
I said it as a figure of speech.
Oh,
it's fine. I don't.
Is that a figure of speech?
Yeah, people say that in a. Ooh. People say that.
Okay.
Did you guys see Did you guys see that picture of Jack Black creating the distracted boyfriend meme in real life on accident?
I have not.
No.
Are you going to volunteer to post it or? Oh.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
We've seen better days. What's that, Chuck?
What?
You cut off.
Okay.
You said you got a new mic, by the way, and as someone who also got a new mic, I'm kind of curious what it is.
Oh, it's not a new mic. It's just a different mic. It's a POS that I have set up for Twitch.
Oh, well, thank you for busting out the good one for this episode. That's
yeah. That's why I was wondering if it sounded okay, because it's like much lower in quality than the last one.
Oh, why didn't you use the quality one?
Because I don't have a stand for it.
Oh, okay. Well, Slav says he'll be your mic stand, so I guess he could volunteer for that. You don't have to pay anything.
Holy shit.
Joe, I think we should toss the hypothetical out.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's your turn, Joe. I did the last one.
Oh, I'm not good on the spot.
Clearly.
I mean, I could ask the same hypothetical question I always ask, or I could be original.
Go ahead and be original. People in the chat are cheering you on right now, dude.
Okay.
And also berating you.
Yeah, Django says, "Come on, Joe," and then Slap says, God fucking damn it, Joe. Get it together. Every single fucking time.
Okay,
I
you're
swear
stalling,
to go.
Joe. Come on. Just.
I swear to Joe.
I swear so hard to go.
Joe, what you
do
got?
Do it. All right. All right. How about here's how's this for a hypothetical question?
No, 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 no. How about this? Since you don't have one, ask Tim's. He gave a great one.
Tim. Ask
the
Tim's?
Curator.
What was his hypothetical?
All right. I'll give it then.
All right.
Okay. This was from a previous guest named Tim the curator. Sorry about that, Tim.
Tim the curator.
If you listen, I apologize. So suppose that you lived in a society in which the only meaningful long-term relationships were arranged marriages to bug Pokemon. What would you do?
So I have to choose a Pokemon that I have to...
No, you don't have to choose. No, this is just like, what would you do?
Pikachu chooses you.
Fuck. I mean, I don't think there's anything you could do if you're living in a world where everything's arranged for you.
I'm just picturing like a buff Pikachu now, like Pikachu chooses you.
Detective Pikachu chooses your ass.
I'm actually really excited for that movie, by the way.
Yeah, I should probably be maimed for this, but I can't stand Pokemon. I think it's dumb.
What?
Well, you know, everyone has one wrong opinion, so that's fine.
That's your one.
That's my one.
Chuck, you were actually giving an answer. Can you, like, you were saying how there's not much you could do?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much the basis of that, is there's nothing you could do, so you kind of just have to deal with it.
I mean, you could leave. You could, that's kind of where we landed on.
Yeah, like a Digimon culture, where you can marry whoever, whichever Digimon you want.
Oh, then that's not what I meant by that.
I feel like maybe I missed the beginning of the question then, because I was assuming you're in an inescapable world where you have to do this thing.
Well, the Digimon isn't really, that's not really a part of it. But what we said last time, like, we kind of concluded, like, oh, we would just abandon that culture. And, like, even if it meant wandering around until we either found different society or not.
I just uploaded a picture to the chat, by the way, that, like, if I was forced to participate in it, I would have gotten married to Buzzswole just because he'd be like a mobile death tank and I could, you know, claim the souls of my enemies.
Jesus.
And the one downside to that is, like, if you had to, like, consummate it, I don't want to do that.
What if Buzzswole's like, you're my wife?
Well, I mean, he'd be wrong because I'm a guy, but I don't know.
He'd be like, it's 2019.
Yeah.
Did you just assume your gender? Like,
oh, excluding Rob from this, since he's a piece of shit with his Pokemon opinion.
Wow.
You guys heard about Sword and Shield, right?
Gun.
I heard about it. I don't know anything about it, though.
Oh, really? Oh, it's coming out on the Switch. Like, there's an actual new... Like, it's not like Pokemon Let's Go. It's, like, Gen 7 at this point, I think.
Is it, like, free roaming? Like, Breath of the Wild or something?
I believe so.
That's cool.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. So is that like all Pokemon, including the latest generation, or is it only the latest generation?
It's all of them.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh my go. Yeah.
Are those really?
No, those aren't real. The ones in the chat.
Oh my go.
That's just a hypothetical, like, what if they were all dual fighting types?
Jesus.
They're just like these swole, okay. I'll have to link that one too.
You get to choose between fighting.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What if Pokemon decided to abandon the physical battle aspect, like to embrace a rap battle aspect, and now the Pokemon all rap?
That would be funny. That'd be funny as fuck.
I think it'd have potential to be funny, but it could also be like ridiculously cringy.
Or it becomes like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, that's a current reference, Joe. Thank you.
Guitar Hero's not still... What does everyone play? Rock Band now?
Are they
now?
Still making Guitar Hero?
I think Rock Band took over.
Okay.
There's like another one called Rocksmith or something, right?
Think so.
Maybe.
Is that like...
Is that the one where they tried to give you like a guitar, an actual guitar that picks up notes and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of as like a business idea? You make a game that's like an Amish simulator or like churning butter. And so you get all these people to buy this controller where they have to churn butter, but really they're like creating electricity, and it exports it to like like a battery, and
you basically just Rick and Morty'd this.
you sell the electricity.
I think that would be a really expensive game.
And also, a true Amish game would be a game that's not actually a game at all because it doesn't have like electricity to power it. So
it'd be a board game. I
mean, the Amish video game is a board game. That's great.
Are they allowed to have board games?
The chat is asking to revoke Joe's idea privileges. I'm going to go ahead and slam the gavel on that.
Damn.
God damn it. I knew this would fucking happen.
It's going to happen one of these times.
The last time Joe cried is about to be today.
Well, it was already today.
Just joking.
I don't think I cried today.
Can we revoke Joe's joke privileges too?
Jeez.
I cried 2 days ago.
Really?
I'm sorry to hear that you were upset.
Was it like a good cry or what do you
mean?
No,
it was a bad cry. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why I couldn't sleep and I couldn't sleep.
Oh.
And I cried.
That's rough.
Sorry about that.
It sucked. Yeah.
So, Chuck and Rob, how do you guys actually know each other?
How did we become friends?
Are you guys friends or?
Are you like frenemies?
We're frenemies.
Is it Facebook official?
Well, I mean, we are Facebook
friends.
No,
we're going to have boys' night, dude. We're like making plans. Boys' night, dude. Like fucking Hooters and beer, dude. The fuck?
Yeah. But is there an actual answer? Or?
We met because I think Chuck added me. Or I added Chuck. I don't kind of remember. And then I invited him to the Tiny Wave server. We were just talking music. I think he was mutual friends with Chris, Blood Code Chris.
Yeah.
Artist friend of ours. He introduced us to each other. And then we just kind of started chilling.
And it was love at first sight.
I think we're kind of like indirectly lurking each other for like a few months, maybe like
mutual stalking.
I don't know.
That's really cool. I feel like if it was like nowadays, everybody just meets on Tinder.
Right. No, he's right.
Not like stalking, though. Kind of just like one of us added the other. And
oh, you guys added each other on Tinder?
No.
No, Grindr. Get your facts straight.
You can add people on Tinder?
I don't know. I haven't used it in a while.
Actually, like 5 years ago, everybody used Tinder. But now everyone uses like Hinge. And Bumble and like all these other ones. Grindr.
I've never heard of any of those, Joe.
What the fuck is Hinge?
Hinge is a good one, actually. I've had the most
that
success
sounds
on
sexual,
Hinge.
But like in a bad way.
Kind of, I don't know. So Hinge is different because when you like somebody, you have to find something about them to like a picture or something they said. And then you can comment on it. And that's the fact that you're specifically choosing a thing makes it more likely to be a good experience, I guess. I don't know. That's other than that, it's exactly the same.
Good information.
Okay.
Do you guys use...
Rob doesn't use dating apps. At least I don't... I can't imagine he does.
Never used one.
Are you guys in... I forget. Are you guys in relationships?
Yeah, I'm married.
So you're not on dating apps then, Rob?
Not that you know about.
Rob is married with children.
Yes.
With the baby. Thanks, Chuck. Joe is freshly out of one.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
Freshly out of a dating app.
Damn, dude. You should come over to the Tiny Waves app, the Tiny Waves dating app.
Okay. Oh, download it right now.
It's mostly dudes wanting to collab. So.
Well, yeah. You know, if that's what Joe's into.
Well,
is collab a euphemism for something, though?
No, or making actual music together.
Oh.
Oh. Well, some have said that the act of lovemaking is an act of music metaphorically. So,
well,
I mean,
yeah, there you go.
Joe might still be down.
What was our definition of music and games earlier? Screaming and soccer. So, yeah. Sounds good.
Screaming and soccer?
Screaming and soccer.
Welcome to Tiny Waves.
Welcome to Tiny Waves.
Fuck, man.
So, Rob, what actually is Tiny Waves? Like, what is it a label for?
Good music. Like, the whole when we started Tiny Waves, it was mostly just Ben Briggs. And he's an awesome DJ musician. You might have heard of his Temp Shop remix, which was like blew him into the stratosphere of YouTube celebrity for a little while. And he kind of had been right. He kind of rode that for a while. We put out an Undertale remix album that was like 30 tracks, I think. And the reason why we wanted to do it was because we were kind of sick and tired of all of our friends not getting the platform they deserved. And we would constantly see people like, I mean, Ben would even say this about like me at the time and himself as well, even though he just had that track that did really well. But just, he was sick and tired of these predatory kind of labels and collectives that would like want to take 50% of revenue to release a track or something like that.
Wow.
Which is actually pretty common.
That's fucking rough.
It's pretty common in the record industry. Eek. But the thing is like Tiny Waves doesn't take more. It depends on how much Tiny Waves does.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like if I master the track and that's my kind of main job. I do a lot of audio and QA. And if I master a track and then we have one of our in-house artists do artwork for the track, then we'll take a little bit more of a cut. But I don't think we've ever taken more than 15. Never. Like, it's just, I don't know how, like, I'm getting flustered talking about it because it pisses me off so much. Like the first label that I ever signed with, they took 40% and they are still taking 40%.
Fuck.
And then I also, that you also sign over rights for them to use that music, you know, in whatever they want to use it in. But I was dumb and I was like, ooh, a label wants me, you know? So I wasn't really like thinking about it. And they have put my tracks in like placed my tracks in music. And I have seen like none of that money. I never will, because of the way that they wrote the contracts. I've basically just given them the rights to do that. You know, so like I was coming fresh out of that. And Ben was coming fresh out of having some bad relationships with another label or a couple other labels, actually. And so we just did a collaborative release with Game Chops Materia Collective, which at the time used to be Louder, I think. And now there's, and then Sound Drop. Materia Collective was own thing back then. Materia Collective is really a great company. They just do video game remix albums, cover albums, anything ranging from electronic remixes to like jazz or metal. So I would highly suggest checking them out if you're into that kind of thing, which is, you know, that's basically all I really make. I like doing original music, but I love the nostalgia factor of remixing video games. I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of, the video game stuff, mostly of games that I played. So it helps me like keep the things interesting, right? Like keep things doing that I like to do. I don't think I've really ever remixed a video game soundtrack that I've not played and loved the game as well.
Speaking of which, by the way, did you play the games of Humongous Entertainment back in the day, like Pajama Sam and Freddy Fish and Putt-Putt?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That was a segue to talk about something else, but
I have a question.
I know that Toad to Jam and Earl has coming out with a new game, though. I don't know
if you just really steamrolled over Chuck.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Hey guys, I have something to say.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, I had a question to touch back on what Rob was talking about. Materia Collective releases metal, you said, or did I hear that incorrectly?
Materia Collective has, yes, they release every genre of music.
Wow.
But it's all awesome. It's all video game covers.
Oh. So it's video game covers, but it's multi-genre. Got it. Okay. So news to everybody else, if it hasn't been mentioned, Rob has a metal electronic side project.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, huh?
I like metal and I like electronic music.
What kind of metals do you like?
Dude, I like tin. I like aluminum. Yeah. I like iron.
Yeah, exactly. Those are good metals.
Yeah, no, but I like, no, I like real heavy shit mainly. I mean, like, I like a whole bunch like of different metal. I like
and that kind of stuff. Or, like,
necrophagist is dope.
Yeah, I really like necrophagist.
They're dope.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really my what I like to listen to a lot, but they're dope too.
So you don't do the guttural screaming?
I do. I just not in that style. Like right now, I've been listening to Chelsea Grin's latest album, Eternal Nightmare. I think
I know those guys.
Ah,
wait, who? Yeah, someone here yeah. knows them
they
personally.
They started out in Utah, and when I lived there, and so. Yeah, a bunch Shut of my up. Like we bunch of us would go to their local shows when they were starting to just come up. So yeah.
Dude, I've been listening to their latest album like nonstop. So that's the type of metal I like.
Rob, are you a Mormon?
I used to be.
Oh. I was gonna say you don't seem very Mormon today,
no,
but
I'm not. Yeah. I haven't been for a while. Pretty much since I left Utah.
Yeah, I feel like probably being in Utah really influences that a lot.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I've pretty much asked all the questions for our esteemed guests. Do you have any you want to throw at them?
For RoboRob, I've noticed that you have quite a few songs on your label. When did you start doing that, by the way? Maybe like over 200 or 300 songs at least on the Spotify.
Well, and if you... Let's see, let me pull up our playlist real quick. 248 songs. That's pretty good. We're about to have 249 with Chuck's on what?
Oh, wow. I think if you guys drop a Weaver Cooks remix, you guys can make an even 250.
You heard it here first.
Dude, we should.
That's hilarious, dude.
I unironically think you guys should. I really do.
Me and Rob are actually working on a Kingdom Hearts remix that's going to be coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah,
you
actually
think.
Talked about that while you're muted.
End of March. I mentioned it, a couple weeks ago when I took on the project, the Kingdom Hearts Remix project. Chuck hit me up and he was like, "Hey, can you do some mix down work for me?" And I was like, "All right." And he sends me this Kingdom Hearts remix, and I'm like, "We should." And
is that how he said it?
Yeah. Well, that's my brain trying to make words, and the words not coming out of my mouth.
That's fine.
But yeah, he did a really good job. He sent me a basically what you would call a track out version, just like all the different separate pieces, right, of the track. And then I've basically like we tried to work on that one. It wasn't fitting his vibe, right? So like he actually ended up mixing it on his own, anyways, which. It sounds great. So you guys should go check it out. You should post the link in here, Chuck.
Oh yeah, please do, Chuck.
Let me look for that. I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah. As soon as we moved past that a little bit, I started working on it myself. Like I changed a bunch of the basses up and a bunch of the, and we have an actual vocalist now instead of it being like a rip from the game audio. So it's, I don't know. I'm taking way too long to explain saying that we have a Kingdom Hearts remix collaboration and it's really good. And I think everyone will like it.
Okay. All right. What do you guys think of Face My Fears, by the way? Not your interpretation of it, but the original track. A lot of people were kind of upset with it, but I thought it was awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, right? It's like, stop being angry that it's not the same.
Yeah.
Like people need to stop being angry that things aren't the same as before. And
I feel the exact same thing about that.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's a reason why it sounds this way. One, Skrillex is a huge fan of the game,
which I think was probably one of the main reasons why a lot of people hated on it.
Yeah.
It's a meme. And,
you know, people are still in that like 2010 mindset where they think the name Skrillex and then they go, "Oh, fucking whiny dubstep sounds," you know,
that's
like
not what this is though.
And that's not what he does anymore either. Like he
hasn't
done
that for like a
dubstep.
Half decade now, actually.
Yeah. He's not really doing dubstep anymore. He's pushing his brand, his label, and they do a lot of cool stuff. And this is more like a future based, almost hip hop sounding track, in my opinion. Like the beat is very hip hop.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Dude, how dope would it be if Skrillex put out like randomly just one heavy as fuck dubstep track and then like kept going back to what he's doing?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be sick as fuck, dude. I'd lose it.
Well, let's get him on the podcast and let's have him, let's suggest it to him.
Hey, yo, Sonny.
Yeah.
Yo. I've met him a couple times. He's super nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be nice.
I bet.
It's kind of weird to think that like he also has like a full past life before that as Sonny Moore from First to Last.
He's
like a super duper scene kid back in the day.
Dude, super sceney weeny.
Yeah.
They put out an album last year on his label Osla called Housela. And it was like my dream come true. It basically is just like all of these great house artists making the wonkiest, weirdest sounding house music you'll ever hear. Mm. And I know Joyride was on there. He's one of my favorites. And like Skrillex did one called Chicken Soup. And it's just like dumb. And it's like the song is just dumb. Like there's no point to the song. It's just wonky and weird and has house drums on it. I love it.
That makes me think of Tynan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're fine.
We'll forgive the rudeness, Chuck. That's fine.
Please be rude to me, please.
Dude, no, I don't like being rude to anybody. Like, not even customers, dude. My day job is talking to customers on the phone all day. Mm-hmm. I work in a call center and people are like rude to me and they're like yelling and I'm like, I'm literally talking to you like this. I did not tell you that.
But here's the thing. If Rob is asking you to be rude to him, is it rude to not be rude? Think about it.
Ooh, shit.
Is it rude to be rude?
It's a hypothetical question I don't care about.
Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, that stumped me, dude. I don't know.
Is it not rude to not be rude? And now for the awkward fourth.
Thanks, Joe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm stumped.
I think we should revoke Joe's podcasting privileges a little bit.
To answer your question from before I got off on that tangent.
Sure.
Tiny Waves started in 2016 I think the idea to get the Undertell album, remix album together was thought up in like July, August. I think that's when it dropped. That album is crazy.
Sorry, Rob.
Just tapping that ass. What is going on in chat?
No, right? Someone just was like brutal to Joe. I think we should remove Joe's oxygen.
Jesus.
Wow. All right, that's enough, guys. He deserves to
thank
live.
Thank you, Lars, for supporting my right to life.
Yeah. So, Rob, you were saying?
Well, that's it.
Okay.
We started with that remix album, and then we put out a couple of solo artists' original stuff. We put out a Kirby EP that was
fuck yeah.
Couple of Kirby remixes. I've got one on there. What else? A lot of chiptune in the beginning. A lot of just different genres, man. Like our whole idea was if it's good, we want to support it. And we even have like a couple rap tracks on there. They didn't do very well, but that it wasn't because they sucked. It was because we had kind of branded ourselves as a video game remix electron and an electronic music album, a label, I mean. And we just basically wanted to empower artists. And like I said earlier, like I had had some really shitty record deals and so had Ben. And so have had a lot of people that were just like trying to do something with their music. So it's really great, man. Like whenever we have a new artist come in into the chat, into the Discord, everyone is also always super nice. And we have a lot of people that collaborate with each other within our group of people. And we're always bringing in new artists as we find ones that we like. I mean, if it wasn't for Tiny Waves, I probably would have quit music just because like I would have been so screwed by a couple of labels that I was ready to just be done with music. I had given up. And Ben was basically just like, no, your music is good and we should release it and put it in front of as many people as we can. And every time that we release something, the whole server gets together and retweets it, reposts it. Everyone's super supportive of each other. We have feedback channels in there and tell each other when it sucks and when it's good. And
mm-hmm.
been helping Ben low key for about 2 years, but then this last year, I'm basically now running things with him and another guy named Evan. We also do live events in Orlando. So if anyone is ever in Orlando,
if you don't get eaten by a gator,
don't get eaten by a gator. Yes.
I might just happen to be there by coincidence.
Chuck. Okay. So is the number I'm thinking of odd or even?
Odd.
You're correct. So I'm going to have you answer this first. I'm actually going to have Jenko come on real quick. She's going to ask the last question for
I'm scared.
Oh, it's a simple question. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jenko.
So my question is, you talk about how you dabble in a lot of genres. Wouldn't consider.
What?
Oh, you just really cut out.
Oh, I love that. I said, you talk about how you dabble in a lot of genres. Is there any that you wouldn't consider or that you would not usually?
Okay. I dabble in a lot of genres. Is there anything that I would purposely not dabble in is what I'm understanding.
Anything you won't touch with a 10-foot pole.
No, I'm open to all genres. I mean, if I liked it, I haven't listened to all genres of music that exist, but if I heard one and liked it, I would do it.
Even if it was like metal jazz or like gospel grind,
metal jazz. Yeah.
Would you try gospel grind?
I would do it.
What is gospel grind? What is
it? It's
that?
A mix between gospel music and grindcore.
That's not a thing.
It can be.
We can make it a thing.
It can be exactly. Now. It is going to be now, yeah.
Rob, what's your answer to the question?
Nightcore. I wouldn't touch Nightcore with a 10-foot pole.
Well, ooh. You shouldn't. That's correct.
I don't know what Nightcore is, but okay.
All right, thanks for your question, Jingle.
Nightcore is basically reverse future funk. It's just like taking tracks, speeding them up, pitching them up, and then putting anime girls in the photos and on YouTube and then saying, this is my song now. And that's
what
that's the problem with it. Like nightcore artists tend to just take other people's music, pitch it up by 10 to 20%, and speed it up and then give it a new name and say, this is my song now. And so
copyright infringement and high pitch.
Yeah, basically.
I have a question. Does that genre, if it can even be called one?
Did I cut out?
No, Chuck's just completely. Is that the whole question, though? Like you just said, does that genre, if you can even call it one, and then just complete cut out?
Oh, I didn't know it cut out. I said, does. I said, fuck, what did I say? Okay, I'll just try to re-say it.
Okay.
Does that genre, if you can even call it one, have a following?
Yes, it does.
It does. A huge following, especially on YouTube, which is where the problem lies, is because YouTube's algorithm will pick up copyrighted tracks, right? But it won't pick up copyrighted tracks if they're pitched up and tempoed up that high. People are getting away with putting all this content, copyrighted content onto YouTube, calling it their own music and then profiting off of it. And
no, but I get that. But what I'm saying is there are people who are like, yo, I love the Skrillex Face My Fears, fucking Utada Hikaru Skrillex, whatever you want to call it, collab, yes. But the Nightcore version more.
Yes. There are people that listen to the Nightcore exclusively. Mostly, yes, 13-year-old girls and angsty preteens, but yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do not want.
Do not want.
So, okay. Do you guys want to kind of go out on a sad note with that? No. Or like,
no. Is Joe crying right now?
I was. Yeah. That has made me.
Someone in the chat ask a positive question, then we'll cap it on that.
What is your favorite kind of food?
Oh, Django's back.
Oh, good. Does she have the power to just unmute herself whenever she wants? Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
That's tough, dude. Like, what is my favorite kind of food ever? Or what is my favorite kind of food right now?
This Tuesday. I mean, yes, just like, what are you digging on?
Mexican seafood.
Oh, okay.
What?
That's my thing right now.
Do the fish speak Spanish? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Mariscos.
Jumps up out of the sea with a mustache and sombrero and says, hola.
That's vaguely racist, but
I feel like I can do it because I'm Mexican, but no, in specific right now, I'm eating a lot of shrimp enchiladas.
Okay.
That sounds good. Nice. What's your favorite kind of Mexican food? Like favorite item?
Right now or in general?
Like in general, like is it like tamale or burrito or something?
You really want to know the answer to this, Joe?
Absolutely. I do. Okay.
Probably like a carne asada California burrito.
Oh fuck. Oh,
yes.
Everybody just simultaneously came on there.
Everyone's like, oh yeah.
Empanadas.
All right. Rob, what's your answer?
Well, I recently in January started keto because I was eating too much pizza. So
pizza's
my favorite food for sure.
Dude, I bought Rob a pizza one time just because I share the love of pizza with him.
Yes, this is true. He did.
So for the love of pizza, I think we should close this out. If you guys are ready.
I'm not.
Are we doing like a clap stop?
No, we're doing like an outro with like giving people's socials and stuff, you know?
Oh,
so what's your social security?
Real quick, my favorite Mexican food item is chili relleno burrito.
Ooh, that sounds bomb. I've never tried that.
All right, so let's start with Rob, since Chuck answered the question first. How would I go ahead and find your stuff if I was looking to look for Tiny Waves and RoboRob?
You can go to tinywaves.us, and that's... where we haven't posted on there for a minute, but we just started getting everything back in order to have our site up and running for this year. And you can also just search for us, and then our SoundCloud will come up, our Spotify will come up. Okay. And then same with RoboRob. It's just at DJ RoboRob on Twitter and Instagram. And other than that, you can find my music if you search for it on Spotify. Please listen to it on Spotify. That's where we get paid.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of where we get paid, Joe, we should probably talk about our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. Oh my God. They're literally the best phone carrier you could ever have. And it's only $15 a month starting out. $38 a month for the Mac Daddy package. Lars, which one do you use?
I actually don't know. I think it's the $20 one. Mint Mobile.
That gets you covered?
Yeah.
It's got everything you need?
Completely, yeah.
Check it out. Go to Mint.
Let's tell them why it's good. Mint Mobile.
All right, that's fine. I was just thinking the same thing.
Django has added mintmobile.t1podcast.com to the chat. That's incorrect. It's actually mint.t1podcast.com. Mint Mobile piggybacks off of T-Mobile servers and buys the service in bulk and passes the savings on to you. I use them myself as a customer, and we're happy to have them on as a sponsor. I cannot recommend them enough. Mint.t1podcast.com. Joe, didn't they just increase their data caps?
Oh, they sure did, by about 60%.
Yeah, I know this sounds scripted as fuck, Rob.
Super.
Boy, let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you.
Slaps knee.
This T1 podcast can hold so much mint metal.
Chuck, what's the URL?
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Yes, that's correct. Very good. Also, Chuck, if people wanted to find out your stuff, how would they go about doing that?
On Instagram or Twitter at Chuck Nunn, SoundCloud and Facebook / Chuck Nunn or chucknunnmusic.com.
Okay.
One more thing. If we didn't mention it earlier, I'm releasing a track with Tiny Waves on Monday, March 4th, my birthday. Go check it out on Spotify. So we both get paid.
Oh, absolutely.
Do that.
And if people wanted to find our stuff, Joe, since we completely forgot to do that.
Yeah. So first and foremost, go to t1podcast.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's t1podcast. Pretty much all of our social media, like Twitter, t1podcast, patreon.com/t1podcast.
Why would they want to go on Patreon?
You go there now, you can save 60%.
Actually, you can pay 100% more because we just increased our first tier to $2. But yeah,
go on Patreon. If you consider yourself a fan, it's your duty and right to at least join the $2 tier.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. You know, whatever, but do it.
No, not whatever. But he's right.
But do it.
It's a labor of love, but every dollar helps. $2
helps.
Yeah, every dollar helps, and now we have two of them.
One last shout out. I know that there's a couple people in chat that said they lived in Florida and are here during the summer sometimes.
If you guys want to have Thanksgiving with Rob.
Yeah. I want to go. So my label, Tiny Waves, we run a themed event every month. Mm-hmm. This month is a Sonic themed rave.
Yeah,
I'm actually headlining that. So if you guys want to come.
Unironically, yeah.
Come check it out.
My voice just cracked while I said, I'm going to edit that out.
And that's going to be on March 16th in Orlando. Actually, it's in Winter Park at a little shop called The Geek Easy. It's a really cool theme.
Do they allow dogs?
You'd have to keep them outside, I think.
Chuck found that particularly amusing.
It was just random as fuck, man. It just threw me off. I was like, what? Oh, shit.
What are you still doing here? The episode ended minutes ago. You really are committed. Have a blooper for your troubles.
Chuck, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear him. He's like, you can't hear Chuck or Lars? Can you hear
Chuck?
Me?
Chuck. Yeah, I can hear you. Chuck.
Dude, is this like some long troll that we're not privy to? Because you've been asking for Chuck and he's been responding every time.
Lars, can you not hear Chuck when he's been, like, responding to you?
No.
Really?
Really.
Do you have him personally muted?
Yeah, like, what's his volume set to on yours?
Hey.
Dude, I had you muted.
I knew it! I was like, Lars, what's your game?
That last one, I heard Chuck's my voice. He was just like, "Is this fucker for real Lars, right now?"
Lars, you were like Chuck, and then he's like, "Yeah."
Okay.